Well, welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about the first two episodes of the new Fallout series on Amazon.
The beginning. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so first, before we talk, I want to do like a disclaimer because before we were going to review this, Deb wanted to review the Three Body Problem and has been waiting for like 2 weeks for me to watch the Three Body Problem. And maybe my review will be, I could not get through eight episodes of the Three Body Problem. I have struggled so much to watch it. So maybe that's my entire review of the Three Body Problem, is I couldn't watch eight episodes of it.
And you read the book, correct?
But here's the problem, is I read the it's a trilogy. Uh-huh. And I read the first book and then went and read the synopsis for the second too, because I was intrigued enough by the premise. Mm-hmm. But it is so sciencey, so the book as it's written, like the TV show is maybe the only media that I've seen that I've been like, that's better than the book, because it is so sciencey that it is a slog to get through. And I love science fiction, mm-hmm. but it that I was like, I can't read two more of these, but I'm intrigued enough by the premise. Oh, but I, for some reason, could not get through it. Fallout, fucking loved.
Yes, me episodes. Too.
Oh, yes. My God. This is the most excited about I've been for a TV series in a while.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah. I really liked it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, the first two episodes I thought were great. I mean, like, the cast is amazing.
Yeah, hello.
I was so like, spoilers if you haven't seen the first two episodes, we're not going to talk past that, so but Walton Goggins, I was so excited to see him. Exactly. And then I was like, oh no, we're going like 200 years past when he's dead. And then when we saw him come as the ghoul, I was like, hell yes. Oh my God, I was gonna be so upset if we only got to see him like at the very beginning, so that we get to see, you know, and then we get like the little flashbacks. Oh my God, yeah. So excited for that.
Very cool. And just visually, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. The opening, you know, yeah. Up there in the LA Hills and having the little birthday party, I'm like, wow, this is gorgeous. Like, yeah. I mean, obviously these were very wealthy people, but it was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful, which makes the devastation that mm-hmm. much more impactful.
Well, and it's very true to the game. And so I played the game. I never beat the game. It is the largest open world game. It might be the largest open world game out there. Maybe there's.
Don't look at me.
Maybe like World of Warcraft or something like that. That's like, maybe it's the largest like single player. I don't know, but it is. Huge, you know, your decisions, it's one of those that like your decisions change the things you do. Mm-hmm. It's like it was almost too open world for me. I got lost in the game and couldn't figure out like quite what I was doing. But that sort of like interesting a post-apocalyptic but 50 style, you know, where you have this like weird 50 style, but then there's like also robots from the 50s.
Right. Yeah,
was so interesting to me in the game, and I love that they still have that. I think that's so intriguing. It's very interesting. So this takes place after all of the games, so they don't have to hold true to anything that happens in the games, which I think is interesting. But while you still do have like the vault, you know, dwellers, the Brotherhood of Steel, those all are sections in the games, mm-hmm. you know. But it's, man, I just, that's so good. The humor is great.
Yes.
I mean, maybe my favorite line is in the first episode when she's like preparing to get married and she makes the comment, she's like, doing cousin stuff for 10 years is great, but I'm ready for the real thing. I died. Died. That yes. was hysterical.
That's when I was like, oh, this is gonna be really interesting, because yeah. that's very, very funny and yet makes complete sense.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love her. Oh, oh yeah. My God. it's just this perfect blend of just this wide-eyed naivete, belief in the perfection of her world and everything that she's been told, and being able to kind of just flip a switch and get it done.
Yeah.
You know, almost like she's so naive that it leads her to being somewhat fearless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
she doesn't believe that she can't do it.
Right. Exactly. And I, when it, when, after she, I love the line when she's like, decides she's going to go out to the surface and they start to send her out and they flash the bright lights at her and she just keeps going. They're like, well, that didn't work.
Oh my God. That was hilarious. When he's like, get back here, young lady, or whatever, like, try.
Oh, that one didn't work. Yeah. We might actually have somebody who's going to do this. Yeah. Not going to fall for our bullshit. Oh, yeah. And the whole attack by the Raiders was, even though you obviously you knew something was up, mm-hmm. because these people were just a little off. Yeah. So you knew something bad was going to happen, that these people weren't legit. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally happened, it was like, oh my God. Wow. Oh. They mean business.
The action is this, it feels very like Kill Bill to me. Like, it's very brutal. It's over the top. It's very bloody. It's super fun to watch because of that. It doesn't feel old or overdone. It's not the Halo like fight where we were like, how is this action like video game feeling like the monotonous? But this is, it's fun. It's snappy. It's gross, but in a way that it is so over the top that you still watch. Yeah. I don't know. It's great. It's really fun.
It is. In fact, that's exactly what I wrote down. Gross. Gross start. Whoa. Yeah.
I mean, when Wilson like loses his foot and they put that thing and it like chews it up more to put the new... Oh my God. And then he just walks on it.
Yeah, like, okay, here we go. Yeah. Which obviously we know that it was not a pain-free move because he finally just loses his shit. But during the brother went off on his little, I'm gonna just look around.
Yeah.
And it took so long for it to register with him. Again, another sign of just how naive they are and how sheltered they are, mm-hmm. that it took so long for him to really get what was happening.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he had good instincts and basically
looked. I mean, Well, and that he went and looked. Like, he figured it out. He was the only one that went and looked.
Exactly. And even when they're being slaughtered, some of the people were just like, barely reacting because it was so out of their realm of possibility that, you know, like, oh, don't bring that jello mold or whatever it was in here, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was so gross. And yet it was, like you said, it was fun. Like, you were just like, oh my God, what else are they capable of? And who are these people?
Yeah, it's interesting. It will be interesting to watch Lucy on her sort of journey. You know, I mean, she's already had the one slap in the face of like, we're saving America. And they're like, when?
Yeah, when? You know? Yep, that was a great, that response was awesome.
Yeah.
Because, wow, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think? What exactly? Lucy, how do you think you vault dwellers? What do you think you bring to the table, honey? Mm-hmm. Just yourselves? What? It's interesting. Yeah. It's, God, I mean, the cockroaches, whoa.
Oh,
that was gross. I think it's really well done. I think a lot of people were a little nervous because the last show that Amazon spent a lot of money on, of course, was The Lord of the Rings. And I enjoyed it well enough, but it was not phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But this is really good. At least the first two episodes. I haven't watched any further than that.
Neither have I. But man. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. There was not anything that jumped out that I was like, oh, I didn't like that.
And the things along the way that I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. That there's no way that that she's gonna make it was, you know, when she's lit the fire and she's right out there in the open. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Yes, it was. And she got called on it, you know? So little things like that along the way, they aren't just letting slip and aren't saying, you know, oh, just, you know, suspend your disbelief. Yeah. She's getting called on her naivete and her privilege. And fortunately she's sort of getting it. and she's doing what needs to be done to both. I mean, I hope she expands to more than just trying to find her father, because it's going to be interesting if and when she does, when she finds out the reality of what's going on. Because clearly he has information that has not been passed on to the next generation. So,
yeah, which is intriguing. I also, what is up with the ghoul? That is, like, he's like 200 and something years old.
Well, they were doing those like transfusion things to keep the corpse alive. And
yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know the game at all. So I don't know what that is.
I don't remember that. At least I don't think I got to that point. Maybe I don't remember that. So I am very intrigued by that, but I'm like, he had his daughter. Like, is she out there? Is that why? Like, what would he clearly was like a guy with a big heart. And now he's like, not no heart, no nose. And he looks like Voldemort out there.
Exactly. The whole time I'm thinking, you know, he's going to get stuff in there. Just breathing is going to get stuff in there. You have to close that up, dude. And is the dog going to be mean now, too?
So in the game, you get a dog companion. You can recruit a dog companion. So I was not surprised by that. I'm assuming the dog's going to go with her at some point. I don't know if she is also going to work with the... I don't know. Maybe that was a different... Like, a add-on... Like, because there's been, like, 5 games... Or 4 games. So I think I want to say I played the third one. Maybe there's been 4 games. I don't know. So I don't know if having a ghoul type person was a different game or I just hadn't encountered them yet. But.
Well, and the dog now is doggy ghoul.
I don't think so, because he used a stim pack, and those are like your healing. Okay. Those are like a healer pack, if you will. They're like an all-around healing thing on them.
Ah, right. Okay.
So those like injections, just think of them like healing points.
Okie doke. I thought it was that he had used the same stuff that was keeping him alive, but okay.
No, he just used an injection on him.
All right.
Good.
Yay!
Just think magic juice.
Yeah.
That's so when they're saying like, give me a stim pack, it's just like magic healing juice.
There's the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. That's the video game. That's the video game part. Yeah. The, you know, finding bottle caps. That's, you got to find bottle caps as you're like playing the game. That's your in-game currency, you know?
Like, well, clearly they're worth a lot if she's willing to go 1,000 away to have him killed. Yeah. So.
But,
and I love the little like sort of tiny guest roles that they have, like her, like the knight. These are all recognizable people, you know? Michael Rapaport playing himself, basically, you know. It's along the way, it's like, oh, look, we know who all these people are. This is fun.
Great cast.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because, like, I literally had not even heard that this was being made until, like, 2 days before it came out.
Which and makes then, it even better when you don't, when it's just sort of this little gift that you're not anticipating, then.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun, even, I think.
Yeah. I can't wait to see more of the series.
Me too. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm
kind of bummed that Michael Emerson's role is done. Although she has his head, so I'm like, maybe we're going to see him as like, I don't know if it'll just be flashbacks or it'll be, I don't know, maybe he's like an AI in his little chip or something. I don't know. Whatever's in his neck. I love him though.
Yeah. Clearly it's important. So
yeah. I'm like, yeah. Why don't you just tell her to take the chip out? I guess you don't want to know that. You don't want her to know that it's a chip. Or maybe
maybe there's some way to, you know, stick a new body on him. And
oh God.
I mean, clearly they have advanced medical.
I don't know about that.
Oh God. Yeah. So there are Strike Back connections. I found one.
All right.
Okay. So the composer, the music, you know, the head music guy, the composer has also worked on Thunderbirds, the 2004 movie. Not a good
movie. Which
Philip was in. And House of the Dragon.
Nice.
With Kieran, who was in Crusoe with Philip.
Okay. So we have, wow.
Same person, but two ties back to Strike Back.
Amazing. Look at you.
It took me a while, but I found one.
Bravo.
It's very rare that you don't immediately find within the cast somewhere or the stunt cast that I can't find someone pretty quickly. But this one took me a while.
That's impressive.
But it's always there. There's always some way to connect it.
That is some digging. And you get 5 stars for that.
I get 5 bottle caps.
You get 5 bottle caps. Fallout gets only 1 Strike Back star for that, unfortunately. But yeah. You know, that's okay.
But once you have one, that's all that matters.
So I guess we would both like highly recommend go check out Fallout.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do, I guess, 2 episodes at a time and review the season because we love, like, super on board with this.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and just watch 2 episodes at a time as well, like 2 episodes a week, because I want it to last.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. Enough. Yeah. I don't want to, you know, burn through it like we all have to do now. You know, it's like,
yeah,
if you don't.
Well, give me time to go watch that new Andrew Scott.
Yes. Ripley.
Yeah, Ripley.
Yeah. You're not going to get quite the action.
No, but I love him. I'm not going to go back and finish 3 Body Problem. I give up. Sorry.
I did finish it. Ultimately enjoyed it, but yeah, I told Kelsey at one point that I fell asleep. I was admittedly very tired, but I fell asleep during episode 4 and woke up and, you know, it was still playing. And I just started watching again, assuming that I had only been asleep for a few minutes and, oh, okay, I see what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Episode 6. So I missed an entire episode and a half and it didn't matter.
Yeah. So I think that would probably tell you enough about it.
Yeah.
Plus, frankly, it's Netflix. And I don't trust a 3-series, like a 3-novel series to Netflix.
Yeah.
They cancel everything after two seasons. If it makes it past a single season, it doesn't make it past 2. So, like,
unless you're Stranger Things.
Unless you're Stranger Things. So, and then you have to wait 3 years in between every season. So, you know, like investing, whatever. It has to be really, really good on Netflix to be worth investing. And I was just fucking bored. I just had to keep, it took so much ADD effort to not pick up my phone. And
yeah.
And that's the that's why I kept like having it, why it took me so much, because I would be like, oh, I'm bored. Don't pick up your phone. Don't pick up your phone. Don't pick up your phone. Just watch. And then that
well, let
like,
me
is
assure
in my
you
head. And,
that it
you
did
know.
Not have anything to do with your ADD because okay. I do not have ADD. And I picked up my phone multiple times. So yeah. I frequently had to rewind it a little bit. Oh, darn it. I probably should have watched that part, you know, to yeah. see what I had missed because I had lost interest. It was Which easy to get distracted.
It's super popular. And I'm like, yeah. I don't, it's whatever. Hey, it takes all kinds.
Yeah. I think, you know, if you're super into the wicked science and science that isn't necessarily being explained very well, then you would love it.
Yeah.
You know, if you
want the science, see science, like more explained, pick up the novel. Because it will be more science than you wanted. Or maybe not. If you love The Martian, the book where it gets very, very detailed into the science of how he's surviving on Mars, it's very similar to that. I enjoyed The Martian more. This is like even more of the science. It's like more high level science, but it goes very detailed. And it is, it's like a translation. They're Chinese books. And I don't know, maybe that's part of it, but I was just like, this is too high level. I'm not a, like, I'm just, it's too much for me. I want to understand kind of, but not that much.
Yeah, I'm happy to be in the post-apocalyptic world of Fallout.
Yeah.
We're spending an awful lot of time in post-apocalyptic worlds on television lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's at a weird time where it's starting to feel like maybe that's not far off. So, yeah.
I'm happy with a stim pack with magic healing juice. I'm fine because I recognize that that's what it is. I don't need an explanation. That's fine. Whatever. I can accept it. That's whatever.
Well, I hope you like Ripley. It is, as I said to you, it's a slow burn, but Andrew Scott is, I think, really, really good. Like, you really feel his anxiety through this. Mm. And, oh, yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Well,
I don't know if I can say enjoyed, because it is stressful to watch. Once you start really watching it and you see the character that he plays and the constant level of anxiety that he's functioning under.
Interesting. Okay.
And as you're watching it, you're like, oh, what's he going to do? How's he going to get out of this? What's he going to say? How are these people so stupid?
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a good actor. Oh my God, he's good.
Okay. I mean, that all sounds great. So cool.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, great. Well, we will be back with episodes 3 and 4.
And definitely watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely
check it out. So we will catch you next time.
See ya.